This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit GoldenOakLending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, Trump officially switching sides. One of the most remarkable things we've seen this week is this new trend, I guess you would say. When Democrats are in office, we have different allies and different enemies. Used to be, no matter who was in office in America for many, many, many years, we had the same allies, same enemies. Didn't change. Well, now it is. We've gone from the Democrats enabling, funding, coddling Iran, even as it came out that they planned and provided logistical and tactical support for October 7th. They were arming the Houthis, who were then turning around and firing on our ships, our cargo ships, our military ships. Biden was fine with that. Democrats were fine with that because they were in partnership with Iran. And in the streets of America, the true horror of it. And Trump gets this, Lee. If you're going to fight Iran, you got to fight them on our campuses, because the Democrats were in the process of merging with them. As John Kirby, Biden's spokesperson, admitted, yeah, that's Iran marching with us, the Democrat grassroots in the streets. And yeah, Iran's funding these protests. I'm sorry. Wait. The world's chief sponsor of terror is funding the Democrat protests. Yeah, says Kirby. Yeah. I've played the audio many times for you. He said, well, they're not the only funder. No, Biden's donors were the other half. You are watching the merger of Iran and the Democrat Party. In a way, I'm going to underline in a minute and tie everything from the last 24 hours together. And Trump just went to the Middle East and said, oh, hell no, we're switching sides. Switching sides. No, Iran, not only not an ally, we're kicking their terror recruiters off Democrat-controlled campuses. That's done. Over 2,000 visas revoked. And then this just breakingly this.
Meanwhile, President Trump not mincing words at all, issuing a stark warning to Iran when it comes to a nuclear deal.
There's two steps. There's a very, very nice step, and there's a violent step. The violence like people haven't seen before.
Wow. Talk about a side switch. Holy cow. And of course, we've put the devastating sanctions back on the Ayatollahs. He is not messing around.
No.
He's not.
And that's, I think this is the possibility of a nuclear-armed Iran as I think one of the existential threats to this country that even, you know, some Democrat voters understand.
Like maybe three of them, four
well,
tops.
No,
maybe
five. The voters, I think, do understand. I mean, that's—
I hope so.
Because
hope
many so. Of them actually voted for Trump. And that's one of the reasons he got elected.
I want to tie all of this together. When you have James Comey openly calling for the assassination of Donald Trump, let's not kid ourselves, 86-47, we all know what that is.
Yeah.
Lee, I mean, come on. If you've grown up watching crime dramas, television, you know what 86 is. You've ever seen a mob movie?
And this following two assassination attempts, and one of which actually struck the president and killed another man in Pennsylvania. And Comey is reprehensible. Why he's not in jail?
He's sick.
I mean, this guy is a traitor to this country.
Yes.
I'm going to say that. He is a traitor to this country. He is advocating, promoting, and advertising an assassination, another assassination on President Trump.
And, like, you know, remember who this guy actually is in terms of James Comey, you know, James Comey, okay?
Yeah, one of the instigators of the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax.
Hoax. You ever seen one of those movies where the whole time we're focused on the perp, the murderer, and at the end of the movie, they'll cut to the mirror and you realize, wait, the police chief was actually the insane homicidal maniac the whole time? Yeah. You ever seen a movie like that?
Yeah.
That was yesterday. I felt like that. When I saw those stones in the sand, it was one of those moments when I thought it wasn't real. You know, like I thought, wow, it was like the big reveal. He's insane.
Yeah.
He's nuts.
Yeah.
This was, let's go back through history for a second, okay? This was the guy we were told, James Comey, by the media, by Trey Gowdy, Lindsey Graham, both of whom all but threatened Donald Trump on national television to go along with what this guy wanted. George Bush, former federal prosecutor Andy McCarthy, who was at the time on Fox News, the legal commentator. We have to trust the system. We have to trust Comey. We have to trust everybody. We got to enforce. Trump should just go ahead, turn over the million documents that they have subpoenaed. Let them investigate him. We were told by the New York Times, by the Washington Post, by CNN, we had to trust Comey. Comey was the guy, the credibility guy. We had to trust him. Russia hoax must be real. We had to believe him. We had to believe him. Trump was probably a Russian agent for the good of the country. We had to check. Whole time, Comey's breaking the law. He has perjured himself at a felony level before the FISA court. We'd learn that later. He lied. Lied to the FISA court to get the warrants to spy on Trump. He was just protecting America, though. 2 years of this went on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This was the guy, as the head of the FBI, who along with the head of the CIA, John Brennan, Obama's CIA head, had the Russia collusion hoax lead was because of their credibility. They kept it going, kept it going, kept it going. Because what, think about it, what were the odds these two could be like? Come on, the heads of the FBI and the CIA lying about Russia influencing that election, lying about Putin having influence over Trump. Come on, Occam's razor. And I'll never forget the poll, 50% went to the polls in 2020 believing that Putin must have some influence over Trump. Trump must have some dealings with Russia. And he lost that election. And then we would learn, slowly, that Comey knew it was all a lie starting in August of 2016, before the election, before the 2016 election. Knew it. And yet he went on TV day after day, week after week, month after month. When Trump, you know, won pre-inauguration, then after inauguration, lying and lying and lying and lying and driving it, driving it, driving it, driving. Again, with the help of Trey Gowdy, Lindsey Graham, who threatened Trump, you better not fire him. You better not fire him. You better leave him in place or else. And now we find out who he really is. And I want to underline that point, Lee, okay? They're going to do this again. They're going to bring out the most credible person in the world to tell you something that in retrospect is insane. Trump is a Russian agent? Really? You know how cray-cray that sounds now? It sounds as cray-cray as the kind of person who would put 8647 in the sand and tweet it as the former head of the FBI? He's nuts. This is the reveal, the shot, the final scene in the movie where you realize the killer the whole time has been the police chief. He was crazy all along. And then you look back and you see there were signs. That's where we are. That's how I felt watching it. What'd you think when you saw this yesterday? Were you shocked, Bucks? I was shocked by it.
I was only shocked that he's still stupid enough to do something like this.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, these are supposed to be the best and brightest. I mean, we keep being told about, you know, how these folks that Democrats have put their trust in law enforcement are some of the smartest people in the world, that they see things how they really are. What an idiot. I mean, just taking away the political aspect of it, what an idiot to do something like that as the former head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I mean, think about all of the really inappropriate things that Donald Trump does do on social media. I mean, let's just face it. There's some things that he says and shares that are just inappropriate. I mean,
in a laugh out loud way.
Exactly.
Let's kill our enemies.
Exactly. Right. But this is something that is on a completely different level. Completely different level.
It's that last final shot when you realize the police chief is sick and he needs some help. You need some help if you do a thing like this. He needs help.
And they tell us that Trump is a danger to the institutions of this country.
And think about it.
Only if he wants to cut their budget and close
them down. Yeah, that's the danger. Oh, sure, right. I mean, this is like Comey and Brennan, but, you know, Comey is a big part of why half of America, Lee, believes there is a deep state trying to take us all down. And when we come back, I'm going to tie this whole 8647 thing into the actual facts of the assassination attempts, because a lot of people don't know them. You think, yeah, no, I know about Butler. No, you don't. What I opened this segment with Iran and the way Trump talks about Iran now, the FBI, the assassinations, the two Iranian assassins sent to kill Trump and the FBI's part in helping one of them, I'm going to tie it all together. Because it is the same story. When you hear Trump speak the way he just did here, and he didn't do it in his last term, there's a reason.
Meanwhile, President Trump not mincing words at all, issuing a stark warning to Iran when it comes to a nuclear deal.
There's two steps. There's a very, very nice step, and there's a violent step. The violence like people haven't seen before.
Trump knows if they would try to kill him, they will hit us with a nuke. I'll explain it all. And Comey ties right into it, coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit GoldenOakLending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.